Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And we're going to be chatting to our first guest of the afternoon, Professor Anton Haber, who is the Executive Director of the Campaign for Free Expression. Good afternoon, Professor Haber.
Good afternoon.
And how are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, thank you, and that's verifiable. I should say, since introducing me on the fact-checking story,
yes.
I should say that I am chair of the Africa Check fact-checking organization.
Okay, so thank you for that clarity. So today, a very interesting topic, and we're talking about searching online, and we're talking about misinformation, and particularly around, has one ever thought or experienced misinformation, and how do we educate people? And this, to me, is a fascinating topic, and how do we ensure the information is accurate and verified? Perhaps you can give us some clarity around this.
Well, I can certainly... Sorry, do you want me to come in?
Yes, please, by all means.
I can certainly give you some tips on how and whether to check.
Right.
Because really these are things everyone should know. What red flags to look for when you see a story or a bit of social media. And if a red flag is flying, then... how you could verify it. You certainly shouldn't pass it around, but there are steps you can take to verify it.
Right.
So, first of all, is take a close look at what's in front of you and ask yourself some simple questions. Have I got it from a credible source? If it's on social media and you're not sure where it comes from, then no. If it's from a website that's not a well-known website, like one of the big name news websites, then tread carefully. If you look at the content of the story, does it quote credible sources by name, you would ask yourself.
Right.
So if it doesn't say where it gets the information or how it got the information or name the source for the information, that's a red flag.
Right.
What evidence does it offer for it? Does it just say something without any evidence? Be careful. And if there is evidence, does it look like it is verifiable? Very often, instinctively, you can see that it is or it isn't. Does it tell you how it is gathered, when and by whom, I've mentioned?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there are obvious red flags. Like if a story is riddled with spelling errors or using really shocking pictures, that's very often a red flag.
Right.
Okay, the first thing you can do then is check reputable sites that you trust to see if they're carrying the story, like BBC or CNN or Reuters or News24 or any site that has a reputation and which you feel you can trust. But of course, the quick way to do it is to search for it. Google it or any other decent search engine and see if the story turns up on credible sites. If it doesn't, red flag. Because if it's an interesting, big, noteworthy story and the big sites haven't picked it up, be careful.
I think this is such good information. And as you're chatting to us, I'm sort of thinking, well, what do I do, you know, when I gather information? And looking for credible sources, looking at the actual content, looking at the makeup, looking at the grammar, the pictures. I mean, there's so much that we actually need to do that perhaps we just becoming complacent ourselves, that we don't check it. You know, we just take it for granted. I mean,
The things I'm telling you are things everyone should be taught. It should be taught in schools. It should be taught in companies. People should be advised to be skeptical and careful. Not cynical, but skeptical and careful, and to learn these kinds of verification tips, and I can give you more if you want.
Please, by all means. I think this is so pertinent.
Well, if the story or the link leads you to a site that you don't know,
right?
One of the first things you should do is click on what's usually the About or About Us button and see if it tells you who owns the site, who edits the site, does it look real and credible, and does the story have an author? Is there a journalist name? And if so, you can Google those names and see if they are authentic. So if it says this site is run by Joe Bloggs, Google Joe Bloggs, and you can usually see if that's a false name or a real name. On the About page,
right,
they often have a sneak disclaimer. Not often, but some sites have a sneak in a disclaimer that says this is just satire, or we can't verify the truth of everything we publish, etc. Look out for it. It's often hidden.
This is such great information, and I'm really feeling guilty. I'm sort of thinking, I should know these things, and I'm so glad that you're pointing these out, because we all just take it for granted. We go onto Google, we search something, and we take it as that is the information. And
correct.
I think these little checks that, and today's show I'm focusing on misinformation, and I'm focusing on just what to look out for. And Professor Hobbe, is there anything else that perhaps, any other checks or anything else you would suggest?
Well, you can check the registration of the site. If you go to the website lookup.icon with two n's.org,
yes, yes,
for a South African site, then you can look who registered the site and when they registered. If it's just been registered, be careful. And if they're names, you can Google them.
Yes. This is such good advice. Absolutely.
There's specific ways in which you can check out pictures or videos. A little more complicated, but there are methods to use.
Right.
For example, at a pic, always take a close look at the background, and you can see hints about the location of the, sometimes or the date of the photo that says, hold on, it doesn't fit. You look for the language used in signs or the number plates. Other details in the background that can sometimes warn you, but there are also picture reverse searches. I don't know if you know about
this.
Yes, I do know.
But unfortunately, Professor, we're not going to have time to go into okay. those today. And I think the focus on our discussion has been wonderful, and the suggestions you've come up with, Professor Anton Hobbe. Thank you so much for these wonderful pointers, and please have a good evening.